I'm going to jump for a little bit to you said the military trial was big and bulky,
mm-hmm.
and had many both legal, personnel, and administrative issues.
Yes.
And you talked about a few of them, but I'd like to sort of, I'll leave the legal issues aside uh-huh. for a moment, and I'd like to talk with you about personnel issues,
mm-hmm.
and then we'll talk about administrative issues as you see them.
Okay. Yes. Well, on the personnel issue, the initial one was that only a couple of, I can't even remember the exact how it all went, but we started the 2nd of April 2002 with Chile Obo Osuji heading the team.
Mm-hmm.
We went on mission in July, it was June or July, almost the whole team in Kigali to meet with witnesses, because we had been adjourned after the opening for various reasons. Once we the whole team returned from mission, we were told that we had a new team leader. And that caused a lot of surprise and discontent
okay.
by many. So it then The new team leader was Barbara Mulvaney. She came eventually. She came in and took the role and did a very enthusiastic job over all these years. And we all became close friends. So it wasn't a personal issue. It was the fact how it was done on the part of management. And of course, it's very disruptive. And so that was a major personnel issue. Then we had smaller personnel issue where we would have people on contract that would help us out on various things. For instance, we wanted to use CaseMap, who is a case management software tool. I think we were one of the first trial teams to use it, and it was actually the idea initiative of Barbara Mulvaney. And it was turned out almost impossible to get someone to manage that tool for us, and it was very helpful. Eventually, it was to the point where Barbara Mulvaney walked into HQ in New York and said, "Listen, we need this person. She has to be employed." You know, to the of course the dismay of OTP management that you can't simply not do that, but she sort of did that anyway, and we managed to get someone. But it was ridiculous. It took months and months and months to get someone to perform. isn't small things, but it shouldn't be a major issue administratively. We had renewal of contracts where our senior attorney, Drew White, I think he was in the middle of the cross-examination of one of the accused. His contract expired. They shut down his security badge so he couldn't enter the building. So, it's like, how is this possible? Meanwhile, you're running like this because, you're in the middle of a trial. And you think, like, hey, guys, you're supposed to be with us, not shooting us in the back while, we're in the trenches here. And I don't think it's, we used to call it benign incompetence. I don't think it's malice. It's just that this is difficult to deal with for some reason.
Okay.
Yeah.
you've given us some interesting examples.
I've almost forgotten about it, and it's better that way, but...
At the same time, as I remember it, and I don't remember when it exactly changed, as I understand it, the Office of the Prosecutor was for both tribunals, the ICTY
yes.
and the ICTR.
Mm-hmm.
And at a certain point, it changed, and there were two separate offices.
Yes.
When was that change?
I can't remember the date, but I remember the change, and it definitely has been an improvement.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. When we started the trial, we still had Carla Del Ponte as the prosecutor over both tribunals.
Okay. When
we started Military One, we didn't have a deputy prosecutor. The chief of prosecution was acting. So, it was not in a good state, and it has improved enormously over these years with, having our own prosecutor, having a deputy prosecutor here and present, and having a chief of prosecution. Now we have an acting, but someone who's very experienced in the work of the tribunal.
Has there been any training of the prosecutor's staff? And I'm taking the lawyer, but perhaps others as well. I mean, you mentioned as an example that there mm-hmm. were some people who were more conversant with civil law, others more conversant with common law.
Mm-hmm.
That's one area. There may be others, mm-hmm. Depending on the level of experience and so forth. Have there been training programs?
There have been several. There haven't been so much focused on subject matter as common law or civil law. It has more been advocacy training programs. Mm-hmm. We have had Sherman Sterling come in and do a lot of work with us on a pro bono basis, having their attorneys coming mm-hmm. To do advocacy training. We have had we have a joint appeal advocacy training program with the ICTY. I actually went to an advocacy training program in Canada, paid by the ICTY, which was an intense course for 1 week when you have all the Canadian judges and mm-hmm. senior prosecutors and defense counsel criticizing every bone in your body. Mm-hmm. But it was great at Osgoode Hall. So there's been several. There's also managerial training okay. provided for the ones who manages people.
Okay. You mentioned administrative issues too. Mm-hmm. You covered all of those. Or would you like to raise that?
No, I think it's the tribunal has several arms. It's the office of the prosecutor, it's chambers, and it's the registry. The registry does many things, but it's basically facilitates the work of chambers and the OTP. But it deals with a lot of administrative issues. And it's probably a difficult task to perform. It's, it's building a bureaucracy that is efficient and actually looks at the need of the people that they service. I think it has improved over the years, but I think there's much to be decided.
Yeah, the reason I ask this is not to put blame on people.
No.
It's really about how do we learn how to do it better,
yeah.
et cetera.